There are new developments following our stories that examine the abuse of immigrant detainees in two New Jersey jails. Local officials now say they're going to press charges against almost a dozen guards there.
Our first story revealed that guards at the Passaic County Jail were allegedly terrorizing detainees with dogs. The Department of Homeland Security has contracts with the jails. The department has now ordered all of its detention centers to stop using dogs around detainees. Our second story reported that guards at the Hudson County Jail allegedly beat up two immigrant detainees last March while they were handcuffed. A group of other guards allegedly watched the beating. NPR's Daniel Zordling has this update.
The spokesman for Hudson County says that the jail's internal affairs unit has investigated what happened on March 1st, and they've concluded that almost everything the detainees told us is true. While we were researching NPR's original story, we talked to one of the victims who's been deported back to Egypt. His name is Sadiq Awade. And we tracked down another detainee in South America who says he watched the guards beat up Awade and another detainee. The witness's name is Hemnath Mohabir. Here's an excerpt of what they told us. Mohabir speaks first.
Officer Vargas was kneeling down on Sadiq's back.
This is when they start kicking me.
Another officer ran up now and started kicking Sadiq in his face.
The spokesman for Hudson County is a man named Jim Connelly. He says, quote, "The guards just lost their cool and went crazy. We all think what happened was wrong. And the director of the jail wants your listeners to know that he's doing something about it," unquote. Connelly would not talk to us on tape, but here's what he said in a series of long phone conversations. He says the jail staff started investigating the beatings only a few days after they happened. That was back in March. And over the next few months, they suspended two of the key officers who beat up the detainees. Those officers are Kareem Howes and Furman Vargas. And Connelly says the county is planning to fire both of those men and take away their pensions, although first they have to go to administrative hearings. He says the jail will also file administrative charges against at least nine other guards over the next few months. Connelly says some of them might have taken part in beating up the detainees. Others didn't do anything to stop it. The county prosecutor told us that he's not going to put any of the guards on trial for beating up the detainees because Homeland Security has deported them and they can't come back for trial. But Edward DeFazio filed criminal charges against one of the guards last month for a totally different reason. He's prosecuting Furman Vargas for official misconduct on the grounds that Vargas pressured a prisoner to have sex.
It was not forced in the sense that there was a physical violent assault, but of course he was in a position of authority over the victim and therefore the charge of official misconduct with a maximum sentence of 10 years in state prison.
We sent registered letters to Vargas asking for comments, and we sent letters to Kareem Howes. Neither has responded. A top official at Homeland Security says he's so troubled by these kinds of reports that he's launched a national investigation. Clark Kent Irvin is the inspector general. He's the department's official watchdog. He says he's been hearing all kinds of complaints from detainees across the country, including reports that immigrants have died in detention.
After the Abu Ghraib scandal erupted in Iraq, that prompted me, in addition to the various allegations of mistreatment that we get from time to time that our investigators pursue, that led me to want our auditors to undertake a broad review of immigration detention facilities under DHS control in the country to see whether there were abuses on a systemic basis here.
Irvin says he sent six of those auditors to jails and detention centers across the country. And he says he plans to tell Congress and the public exactly what they find.
The one caveat, I'd say, is that there is, unfortunately in my view, a provision of the Homeland Security Act which permits the secretaries or attorney general to prevent the inspector general from investigating or releasing a report if, in the judgment of the secretary or the general, doing so would compromise national security.
But Irvin says he'll do everything he can to make the findings public. And at least one member of Congress says he'll be looking over the department's shoulder. Daniel Akaka is a Democratic senator from Hawaii. He sits on the powerful Government Affairs Committee, which oversees Homeland Security.
Our country was once known as a humane nation. And when you hear reports like this, you know, it's certainly not humane.
Akaka says when Homeland Security finishes its report, he might push for congressional hearings, because he wants to make sure that America's immigration officials set an example for the rest of the world. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
To hear our other stories investigating detainee abuse in U.S. jails, visit our website, npr.org.